Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're talking about basic management for the service department. Management has evolved over the years, and it is no longer a case that we manage people. Rather, we lead people. We still need to manage the processes, the systems, the procedures, the methods, the forms, and everything that's involved in performing and doing the job. Every employee needs to be given the opportunity to achieve their potential. And in so doing, they have to be allowed to understand what it is we're trying to do. See, I believe every employee, every person, wants to do well at what they do. Everybody can do more than what they think they can do. And fundamentally, all of us will take a shortcut. We're lazy. That's not all bad when we're talking about systems and processes, is it? However, when it comes to leadership, we need to have everybody understand what it is that we're trying to do. In order to be able to do that, I have to clearly define and describe the job functions. I need to have a clear job description. Similarly, I need each employee to know what it looks like when it's right. I need them to all understand what the performance standards are for their jobs. And we review this on a once-a-year basis in a performance review, which isn't a critique of their function. It's an opportunity for the employee and the leader to be able to discuss how the employee can get further along in trying to achieve their potential. We discuss metrics, all of the standards that we need to operate within a parts business, and there are many. All of this coming together will lead us to a place where each employee is a strong member of a team. One of the first roles of a manager, of a leader, is to create followers. And after that, identify who the leaders are within the followers and create followers or leaders out of them. In order to be able to do our job properly, communications is critical. And we talk too how you communicate praise and how you communicate criticism. I hope this gives you a better idea and understanding of what the content is of the Service Basic Management class. I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future. Mahalo.